This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle market?
Well, we started off with downside when the markets opened at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and we saw new lows made, especially in the feeder cattle, which showed our November feeders from their high last Thursday to the low of today dropped $14. But then this market started coming back and closed on a positive note with some triple-digit gains across the board and some limit-up moves. Now, boxed beef slipped lower today, down $1.02 on choice, down 12 cents on selects, moved 68 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill of 109,000 head. On the close today, October cattle closed 230 higher, December up 282, November and January feeders up the $3 limit, and December lean hogs were down $1.60 today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market?
Well, there's not any real earth-shaking news out there, Leslie. Overall, news-wise, it's very quiet. Export sales will come out tomorrow morning instead of today because of Monday's holiday. And this market did not have big volume, did not have big trading ranges today, but managed to get back up on the positive side after yesterday's losses. This market still looks like, to me, it still could have downside, that this upside could be short-lived. On the close today, December KC wheat was 13 cents higher. March KC up 11.5. December Chicago was 11 cents higher. The December and March corn were up 4.75 cents today. November soybeans up 14.75. January up 13.25. And December cotton down 15 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.